Hello, and thanks for listening to our SearchWindowsSecurity.com Ask the Security Expert Roundup. My name is David Nielsen, and I'm the Assistant Site Editor on SearchWindowsSecurity.com. One hot topic on our site lately has been user rights management. A lot of you are asking us how to manage read-write permissions in network folders, how to allow or not allow file sharing, and about how to make sure that your users have the appropriate level of rights and permissions on your network. This Ask the Security Expert Roundup is an FAQ designed to put some of your file sharing concerns to bed. Our first reader wants to know how to grant a user Windows network access without giving him administrator rights. Our resident network security expert, Wes Noonan, advises the following. One of the common misconceptions when it comes to Windows network access is that users must be granted administrator rights. In most cases, that's not true. The easiest way to ensure that a user does not have administrator rights is to make sure that he is not a member of either the domain admins group or the local administrators group, and that he's not a member of any other group that is a member of those two. As long as you ensure this, the user can access the network and network resources, but will not have administrator's rights. Sometimes, however, users manage to get rights that they aren't supposed to have, that give them access to entirely too much information. How did they get these rights? How do you make sure that they don't have these rights in the future? How can you control the rights that each user already has? One reader situation is as follows. I have a Windows 2003 domain controller with about 200 ordinary users. Among them, 10 users should have some privileges, like network configure, printer configure, software install, etc. Those 10 users should not have administrative privileges, but they do. How can I control each user's admin rights on my Windows network? Wes Noonan says, it's possible that in order to have those admin rights, those users were made members of a group that grants them administrative privileges, such as the domain admins group or the local administrators group. Review the groups that each user is a member of by right-clicking on the user and selecting the Member Of tab, and then remove any memberships that are not necessary. Now, moving on, what if sometimes you want a user to have those rights and are having trouble giving them? Another reader asked our Windows hardening expert and security author, Jonathan Hassel, this question. I want to grant a user elevated network permissions. We are using Windows Server 2003 as a domain server, and we have three other database servers. When I give domain user rights to a particular user, he cannot connect to an application on the database server. If I give him domain admin rights, he can access applications from the database server. How can I give him admin rights to a certain application through both the domain server and the database server? According to Jonathan, you need to make sure that the domain users group has read or read-write permissions, or whatever other permissions are necessary for your database application to run, on the folder where the application resides. To check this, right-click on the folder in question, navigate to the Security tab, and check out the entries in the white box at the top of the dialog. It sounds as if you're missing an entry on the access control list for that group. John also provides a step-by-step explanation of how exactly you can go about making a Windows folder read-only. First, right-click on the folder and select Sharing and Security from the pop-up context menu. Then, you would choose to share the folder and then give it a name. And then, you would click the Permissions button. After that, you would add specific users as necessary. And finally, you would grant them read permissions by clicking the checkbox under the Allow column on the read line. For NTFS-based permissions, right-click on the folder, go to the Security tab, and establish permissions from there. You'll need to designate the specific users that should have permission entries for that folder, and then assign each of them read-only permissions. That concludes our SearchWindowsSecurity.com Ask the Security Expert Roundup. Thanks for joining me today and checking out what our experts have to say. If you have a question that you'd like to ask one of our experts, you can simply email it to us by going to searchwindowsecurity.com and visiting our Ask the Expert library. Thanks again, and have a good one.